You're listening to the audio production of How to Pray, Developing an Intimate Relationship with God by Ronnie Floyd, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Josh Childs.
I want to dedicate How to Pray to my Cross Church family, who has prayed me through all of our years together. 1,000 thank yous. A defining moment. Last year, when I had the distinct privilege to lead the national observance of the National Day of Prayer in Statuary Hall in the United States Capitol building, it was truly a great moment in my life. As the president of the National Day of Prayer Task Force, I helped mobilize unified public prayer for America. On the first Thursday of May each year, thousands of prayer observances occur across this nation and involve millions of people in prayer for America on the National Day of Prayer. Being in this historic setting and having this overwhelming responsibility did not occur because of personal charisma or public performance. It was entrusted to me because of my belief in the secret place. This secret place is not a physical location, but a spiritual position. The secret place is wherever you meet God and connect with Him personally. Jesus said, "But when you pray, go into your private room, shut your door, and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you." Matthew 6:6. Jesus' call to me is to come away with Him in private and connect with Him intimately. In His presence, I develop an intimate relationship with God. James 4:10 has dominated my life this year, and God has driven it home again and again. This continual call from the Word of God by the Spirit of God to me says, "Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will exalt you." Humbling myself before the Lord daily in the secret place has defined my life and continues to do so. But I want to be more than clear. It was not on a stage in the dignified statuary hall of the United States Capitol building where God defined me. What defines me occurred many years ago. There is nothing like a defining moment in your life. I clearly remember a defining moment that occurred during the closing weeks of my freshman year of college. I was so young. I was open and willing to do the will of God in my life. I came to college not knowing one soul, yet I was on fire for God. My passion was alive and His calling was clear to me. During my first year in college, I met fellow students who were in love with God just like I was. We wanted to please God. We wanted to grow. Our personal passion for God was great. This passion to please God compelled me to accompany my friend to the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex to attend a Bible conference in which his father was one of the speakers. Little did I know that God had designed this experience to shape my entire life and ministry. It would lead to defining my life even to this day. This defining moment did not occur inside a worship center as a response to a biblical message. It occurred late one evening in a restaurant where my friend's father had arranged for us to spend some private time with a godly man. My physical hunger was great, but my spiritual hunger was even greater. As I listened to this man share his wisdom with us, I was even more encouraged to go deeper with God. Before we left the restaurant, I was eager to ask him how to be a godly minister. So I asked him something like, "Sir, if there is one thing we need to know as young preachers, what is it?" His penetrating eyes looked into mine, and he said, "Ronnie, if you will learn to spend 1 hour a day with God, there is no telling what God may choose to do with you." I didn't have any better sense than to take the man at his word. Since that day in 1975, I have honored his challenge to me. His challenge stirred me to prayer. Even though I did not know then what I know today about the subject, I wanted to be a man of prayer. That night, God began to define who I was to be as a man of God. What appeared to be just a late-night meal in a restaurant became a turning point for me. It was a God moment. Truly, it was one of the most defining moments of my life, perhaps the most defining moment of all. My lifelong journey toward serious prayer began that evening. I had already taken an introductory prayer course in my college studies. However, on this particular spring evening in Texas, I began my own Prayer 101, a simple introduction.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?